Listening Library presents The Dark Deeps, The Hunchback Assignments, Book 2, by Arthur Slade. Read for you by Jane Entwistle. Prologue. The Yellow Boy. The boy hadn't always been yellow. Once he had been lily white, had worn cravats and fancy shoes instead of rags. But that was before he was brought to this island to help the old doctor with his work. Before the salt pills, the elixirs, the teaspoons and teaspoons of ingestible compounds, and the horrible injections. It was only after the first year in the employ of the doctor, his 11th year of life, that the boy understood that he was the subject of a long-term experiment. The boy often dreamed of his mum and father arriving on a steamship and taking him away from this cruel place. Mum would sing and lull the evil dogs to sleep, their mechanical jaws slowly clanking shut. Father would climb up to the cave, throw the wicked doctor over the cliff, carry the boy to their ship, and steam far, far away. The boy knew the dream was impossible, since his parents had drowned in the same shipwreck that had stranded him in this part of the world. The boy had survived because he was small enough to cling to a broken section of the ship's mast, and his mum and father had pushed him as far as they could before their bodies weakened. Mum's last words to him were, "I love you, dearie," and his father's were, "You have a great destiny, Griff, my son." Then the two of them waved goodbye as the boy drifted on. His great destiny was to spend 6 months surviving on a deserted island, eating berries and other fruit, and muttering to himself. He grew thinner as he shivered through the cold nights. His clothes turned to rags and he wore reeds and leaves. And then...